to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is hour number two on this glorious Wednesday. Hump day. It's hump day, in case you were beginning to lose heart about about your week. You're halfway home. Halfway to the weekend. So welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I really encourage you to check it out. We talked with David Shistokas about how can we have the rule of law when we have a lawless Department of Justice and an FBI, and what do we do about that and some of the issues that are associated with that, and is there a constitutional right to a federal police force? It's an interesting conversation we had with David. And then we just had Dr. Robert Marks on Uncomputable You. I bet you didn't know this. There is actually a federal suit right now, and an AI is attempting to get a patent. All on its little own. Kind of an interesting conversation. So, really good conversation, by the way. Dr. Robert Marks, Uncomputable You. Well, joining me now from Project 21, Black Leadership Network, very pleased to have him back on the program, J. Philip Clay. Philip, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Happy to be back.
Well, so let's see. We don't know what a woman is. Our president doesn't know how to speak. The vice president thinks that today's yesterday is tomorrow's today, yesterday when tomorrow will be today next week. I don't know. And so it makes perfect sense then that we cannot define a recession.
Yeah. Absolutely crazy. It's hard to imagine that an administration could cover both ends of the spectrum, where on one side you're saying, what did the president say? And on the next you're saying, did he really say that? And as far as the vice president, I don't know if she took a philosophy class and it really just stuck with her or what might have happened.
Or it didn't work.
My goodness. It's hard to decipher what she's trying to say, because she talks in infinite loops. And, I've been saying it for months now, but I really feel that this is the most out of touch administration that we might have seen, in history, quite honestly.
Out of touch with America and just plain out of touch with any form of life or reality. I don't even know what planet it is that they're on anymore. It's really strange. I mean, it's just absolutely bizarre. Well, it's so bizarre that they themselves, the Democrats, that is, are scrambling, trying to figure out what they're going to do, because it's obvious they're very concerned about running Biden again in 2024, and they're equally concerned about the option of trying to run a Kamala Harris in his place. So you've got guys like Gavin Newsom making midnight trips to the White House. But we want to talk about this recession issue. And I, in my opening dialogue, I said, you know, when you open your cupboard and it's bare, there's nothing in there, but don't worry, you're really not in a recession, and it's not a depression either. You just don't have any food in your cupboard. Oh, and by the way, don't bother going to the grocery store, because there isn't any there either. I mean, you're an economist. Help me understand. Are we, Are we in? I mean, is this not? If we can't define it by GDPs and quarters, then shouldn't we be able to define it by the fact that I can't find a loaf of bread?
Absolutely, absolutely. What's really interesting is 10 of the past 10 times we've had two quarters of negative economic growth, it's been labeled a recession. I think the only difference in this, you know, in this sense is that we're coddling a president who's already failing.
I think it's because of the fact, yeah, I mean, we feel sorry for Brandon is the deal. We feel sorry for Joe. Right. It's kind of a sad thing. And I think he won because, you know, people would say, I mean, this is, might even sound cruel, but like he sounded like your older relative that's kind of lost touch with reality. And so it's more of a sympathy vote than it is, you know, a vote with your mind and your conscience.
Yeah. No, I think that's extremely accurate. It's a little frustrating, you know, and we talk about the vice president, but it seems that it transfers throughout his administration. I mean, when our Treasury Secretary is now saying that this isn't an actual recession because job numbers are still strong. I mean, we're seeing now, I believe the July jobs report was showing that our jobs are still declining. I mean, unfortunately, the jobs report doesn't take into account the people that are having to work two and three jobs to survive.
It also doesn't take into account all the people that were being paid not to work, who are still sitting at home, some of whom through other programs are still getting something, but some of whom are sitting at home and now their cupboards are empty and they're just sitting there going, well, surely a check's going to arrive. Honey, the check will be in the mail tomorrow. I know it will. Because they conditioned them to stay home. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying they've conditioned them to stay home. They paid them to stay home. And by the way, their illegal neighbor that just crossed the border illegally is picking up a $3,200 a month check. And they're thinking, wait, how is it that they get $3,200 to sit at home and get their rent paid and their electric bill paid? And I'm over here. I've been busting my tail in this country all my life, just trying to make it. And where's mine?
Right. Right. There's something very Orwellian with what's happening. And it's almost, it's almost too crazy to be true. It's one of those things where in 30 years, I'm sure I'll tell my grandkids that this happened. They'll be like, really, Grandpa?
I hope in 30 years that we've turned this around to the point that we're still here to talk to our grandkids or great grandkids and say, you should have seen where this was before we got a hold of it and fixed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm still cautiously optimistic about the, it seems that most of the people that are my age that I talk to, and I'm 27 years old, but most of the people my age that I talk to, they understand that there is a necessity for us to be engaged, to be involved. And this is something you and I have talked about a lot, Pastor,
sure.
Is how to get young people involved of all walks of life and how to get them plugged in and how to get them excited about the future and wanting to make change. Like I said, I'm cautiously optimistic because a lot of the conversations I've had, especially recently, have been, hey, you know, I see you doing a lot of really cool things. How can I help? How can I be a part of that? How can I do some of that? And it gives me hope. It gives me a lot of hope.
Well, you know, and you and I've talked about that, and I just thought I'd overlay this. You know, there's a saying that goes something to the effect that when you're in your early 20s, you tend to be more liberal because that, you know, and that's indicative of caring, of having a heart and caring. But then you get to the place where now you've got to start putting the roof over your head and you've got to start earning and so on. And you begin to realize that, you know, conservative values are what that's about. And true compassion is helping someone to grab hold of and achieve their own liberty, life, happiness, independence, not get them attached to an umbilical cord and make them become dependent on the umbilical cord. But, you know, if they're able, if they're well able to be able to provide for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was it Reagan that said the scariest words that the government can say are, "I'm from the government, I'm here to help"?
Yes, it was.
It's very true.
So let's get back into this recession situation. We mentioned about, you know, the dip in the GDP and so on. What are the signs that you see that indicate that we have moved into a recession? And then let's transition that into what are the things that we Americans can be doing independent of the government's policies, which I think are driving us in that direction. But what can we do to try to push back against this and change what's happening in our communities?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, like I said, the clearest indicators, we've had two quarters of negative economic growth.
Okay.
That's the clearest sign that we're in a recession. Now a recession, it could mean a lot of things, right? We're starting to see some things with, the housing market and, you know, obviously the jobs numbers, like I said, are dipping. The housing market, I'm not necessarily as concerned with. I know when the housing market starts to dip a little bit, people automatically think of 2008 because that was
the bubble.
Obviously, it was a really big situation.
Sure.
A lot of people, you know, obviously, had some hardships during that. I think what we're starting to see is the market start to normalize when it comes to houses.
Okay.
The past 2 years, we've seen historically low interest rates. Everybody's had a lot of surplus income, as we talked about just a little bit earlier. But I think what we're starting to see now is the market correct itself and stabilize. I wouldn't consider it a bubble burst yet. But I would say that we're starting to see, some of these outrageous prices and everything become a little bit more normal.
Is there a bubble, a potential bubble burst, if you will, on the horizon, or how do we avoid something like a 2008 from overcoming us? Are there safety? Have we made the adjustments and the changes necessary to prevent that from happening again?
I would like to think so. Unfortunately, I'm not an actual economist. I'm just an avid watcher of the economy and like I said, a real estate broker and business consultant.
Well, so from a real estate broker perspective, though, this is something that has to be of grave concern to you, right? Because you've got people coming to you that are saying, "Hey, you know, Philip, should I invest? You have clients that are vested in development projects and things of that nature." And considering there's drawings on the table, if you will, or community planning or so on and so forth. And so they have to be coming to you and saying, "Hey, Mr. Broker, are there good deals out there?" Which I know there are some good deals that are out there, but by the same token, is the good deal real or is it smoke and mirrors?
Yeah, no, I would absolutely say there's still good deals out there. You know, there's quite a few listings that I've taken on, and there's a lot of opportunity when it comes to investor potential. So buying, looking specifically at the Indianapolis market, because that's my home market,
sure.
There's still a big surge of investors that are wanting to buy properties.
Okay.
The rental market is still there. Rents are obviously going up, and that's a little bit more due to inflation than it is inflation and the previous prices of homes than it is just a bubble bursting or anything like that.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the relationship between inflation, rental prices going up, and property values coming down, and how that all kind of balances out, or what the indicators are telling us then as we do look forward and try to forecast what's coming up. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My very special guest, J. Philip Clay, a member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find them, by the way. I got to use a mirror over here. I have tried over and over again to keep the tie straight while looking at the camera, and it never works out right. It just doesn't. All right, there we go. Okay, so Project 21, Black Leadership Network, nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org, and just click on the Project 21 Black Leadership Network link, and they are doing some really incredible work and speaking out on behalf of conservative black Americans and encouraging black America to recognize that it's time to, it's time to get off the plantation and get back to work. The Democrat Party has kept black Americans on the plantation since 1965. In fact, since they signed that bill, and yesterday Ward Connerly, was on the program talking about it. And there's a horrific quote by Lyndon Johnson after he signed it, wherein he said a very degrading slur. And he said, I'll have these people voting for us for the next 200 years. And sadly, they've done that, and they signed that along with the Welfare Act that they signed. And they, in essence, have fulfilled since 1965 Margaret Sanger's vision, which is why Planned Parenthood sits in black neighborhoods, and that is to destroy black families. Black families went from intact families being between 72 and 75%, the highest number in all of America, of all of the United States, of every people group, because we're not different races. We're all under the race of Adam and Eve. But in different people groups, black Americans had the highest number of intact families. That's a husband and a wife and children and stability of any group in the country in 1965. Today, that number is about 16%. You tell me who's actually fighting for black America. J. Philip Clay is. Philip, did I misstep in anything that I said, brother?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're 100% spot on. It's always funny being a black conservative. There's a lot of times where you'll have, a thought or a comment. In my case, it's usually a tweet where, you'll say, oh, I think this. And instantly there's some type of progressive, a liberal who comes on and says, well, you should just go back to tap dancing for your masses. And it's always a Daffy Duck post. Like, there's a picture of right. Daffy Duck. I don't know why it's always Daffy Duck, but I don't know why they think that one gets us. It's like, man, there's the Daffy Duck again. But it's really interesting. When I look at the racism that usually happens in politics, it almost never comes from the right, which is ironic because according to the left, the right is, where all of it comes from. It's right. always, a progressive that's telling me that, I'm just a slave to the white man and, I'm this or, the N word gets thrown around, but
it's always the other side. It's always the other
it
side.
Is. It
All
is.
Right. We're going to run out of time. So let me real quickly get these. I wanted to get from you your thoughts with regards to the real estate situation, rental prices potentially going up, inflation going up, property values dipping. What does that tell us about real estate right now, and how does real estate reflect on are these indicative of numbers of a recession?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think we were starting to see that a little bit once we started to see the construction costs rise. Anytime you have construction costs that start rising, you instantly should look at the real estate market just because okay. obviously construction, one of your main construction sources is going to be homes, right? Whether right. it's renovations, whether it's building, it's going to be homes. Seeing those construction costs go up also mean that your contractor is going to go up. So the mm-hmm. price that he was going to charge you for doing, a
bathroom remodel, sure, or a kitchen Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Is going to go up just, mm-hmm. just naturally, just because his supplies are going up. It's costing him more to fill up his tank. It's costing him more to put food on his table. So all of those prices are going to go up. They're going to factor in. What I would suggest to real estate investors now or anybody who's looking to buy a home, and you're starting to see it in California. I mean, the number of Hollywood stars, and I use the term stars loosely, but the number of high profile people in blue states that are leaving to go to red states, specifically for the home values, the cost of living, the quality of life, is staggering. I think what you're going to see is it's going to hit the red states less than it would the blue states, just because right now red states are leading in terms of economic recovery. They have been since since COVID was on.
Except that red states need to be very, very careful that these people who are coming from these blue states because of costs and because of all the things they don't like about where they're leaving are bringing their ideas and their policies and so forth with them and trying to implement them into a red state, which is going to turn it into a blue state, and then they're going to be miserable there as well and make the rest of us miserable as well. So when they arrive, tell them, you're welcome to be here, but don't bring your BS ideas with you. We don't want them. Just cut that stuff off. The reason you're here is because you didn't like it there. Don't bring there here. Exactly. J. Philip Clay, Project 21, Black Leadership Network. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Do that. All right. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And hang on, I'm getting my whole act together here to do all this because I got a lot of moving parts. Joining me as my co-host, as he does each and every Wednesday. At 9:30, thank you. Appreciate that. Rick Manning is with me, and joining us as our very special guest, and I just absolutely love having this man on my program because he's a dictionary, and it's interesting. I'm going to tell you something. So I had David Shostokas was on with me. He's my constitutional originalist attorney that's on with me every Wednesday. And in my warm up, I mentioned, oh, by the way, I'll have Jonathan Emord. And David's like, oh, I don't know him, but I know of him because I'm reading through his authoritarian book. So I just thought that was really cool, and he gave a very, very, very nice endorsement of your book, The Authoritarians. So, you know, it's really cool. So I welcome Jonathan Emord to the program and Rick Manning. Jonathan, welcome. Rick, welcome. Great to have you gentlemen with me.
Great to be with you, Pastor Greg. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I look forward to it. This will be a great interview.
Well, we're talking about, so we've got an issue, obviously, with public health, and we've talked a lot about injections and forced injections, and my argument, by the way, relative to the January 6th situation is that forced injections is one of the reasons that people showed up on January 6th and wanted to redress their government to say, hey, we don't agree with this, and we don't want an administration or anybody that's in office that's going to be forcing these injection mandates on us. Talk to me about the constitutional and legal premise for a public health system.
There is no constitutional premise for a public health system. All we have in the Constitution is a barrier against government deprivation of liberty and life. And when you look at the term public health, for example, it's really an oxymoron in the sense that there is no public that's diagnosable. It's only an individual that's diagnosable. You can only prescribe a treatment that is accurate for a particular person based on their unique physiology. So this whole concept, which came out of the progressive era, that collectivist interpretations even of health are possible, and that the government can mandate a perfected person out of a co-optation of their choice of how to treat themselves. And that effect has been disastrous by and large, because it has caused people to realize many times when they're sending their children to school for the first time that they really don't have personal autonomy, control over themselves, that the decision has already been made. Their children will receive these vaccines. And if they don't cooperate with that, then their children won't be able to go to school. And this whole COVID-19 situation drove it home to many people because they realized that the governments were attempting to prevent them from going to places of worship, going to restaurants, going to school, their children going to school, all on this assumption of quote unquote, you know, expert opinion as to what the public health required. Decisions as to relative levels of risk that we wish to take, so long as we don't act in a way that deprives the equal rights of others, are ones that the founding fathers vested in us. And this usurpation of that fundamental decision about how to take care of ourselves is an evil. And it is, when you think about it, one of the most grotesque and expansive violations of liberty that you can imagine.
Rick, I'll pass to you for the next question.
Well, you said a mouthful, and everything you said is absolutely true. Let's, you know, one thing that kind of I think about origins of this whole public health idea, and in doing some research, one of the first, I went back to the idea that people could put stuff in the water, the government could put stuff in the water to presumably help us have healthier teeth. And being the old fluoridation fight from way back from the 50s and 60s. And the public kind of has accepted this idea that this greater good idea, which is the essence of people saying, you don't get vaccinated, we're going to deprive you of liberty. And how do we turn around that mindset? I think the mindset is there. I think a lot of people are rejecting it now, but how do we turn around the mindset? What are the core things we need to do to get people to understand that this is a usurpation on their basic liberties?
Well, I think that they can see the slippery slope effect of this. I think they ought to understand too. You use that term greater good, which is a progressive term. It's a term that is adored, has been by progressives since the early 19th century. And the reason for that is, that the term greater good is really, quite an elitist one when you consider what is the greater good in their mind. The greater good is that they can define the good, for you. That is, they know better than you do what is in your own best interest. And they can presume to take away your liberty or constrict it in order to achieve this public objective of a greater good. The good is greater in their minds because it's greater than the good you would do yourself if left to your own devices. So it's a gross deprivation of liberty. They always paint this in these terms. And you point out fluoridation. Fluoridation is one example of literally hundreds in which the federal government has presumed to act for the public in altering our diets and our health fundamentally as a result. So, for example, flour, all cereal in this country is required to be fortified in order to carry a certain representation on the label. And so all of it has, for example, folic acid added to it and so on. Now, this is generally good, but there are also several instances where individuals will be harmed by these additions. And either because they're allergic to these things or because they already have more than adequate dietary intake of them. And so depriving people of their rights on the assumption that what's good for most people is good for everybody, or if it's not, it's worth the sacrifice, which is the
justification, their progressive justification.
It is all based on, someday your ox will be gored. It's just a question of when you grant these powers to the state.
So let me throw this out there, because this is a question this is something that is thrown out to get the general public to buy into some of this. As an example, in the late 1700s, we had an outbreak of yellow fever. And so there was a concern about how do we address the issue of a plague like yellow fever. Now, understanding, and I've had Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Artis, I've had Dr. Peter Bregan, I've had Dr. Syed Haider, I've had experts on Brian Hooker from Children's Defense talking about why this coronavirus it's not even the same animal, okay? But in the instance of an animal like a yellow fever, how does this conversation dovetail with that, and are there lines in this, and who does help to protect society, the local government, state government, individuals? Where does that come from?
Well, in the primary role for government, justly, in circumstances such as this, is to communicate to the public all of the known information, and and furthermore, it becomes a duty incumbent upon those in professions and in sciences to likewise communicate their best information to the public.
Okay.
If we're fully informed, we'll almost always act in our own best interest. And in those instances where someone is reckless, they become infected and then they choose to go into public venues and contaminate others.
Well, like the HIV, like those that contracted HIV and then went out and had sex anyway and knew it.
Yeah, and
or monkeypox today.
Sure.
Sure, and those are crimes. You're acting in an instance where you're using the virus as a vector to harm someone just as surely as you would a weapon. So it is a crime that society can act against. But to preserve individual liberty, we need to allow people to make their own judgments. And you'll be surprised that when freedom reigns, the solutions to the problems and the degree of injury is vastly reduced. And the reason is that people will not knowingly embrace something that could kill them. They will do things that make sense in limiting their access to those venues where they could be contaminated.
And as you said, and we're going to run into a break here, but as you said, the laws are already on the books. So those that criminally act in those instances, there's already something in place to take an action with. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very excited to have Jonathan Emord with us. Emord.com is the website. Here is that great book, The Authoritarians, by the way. Really, really encourage you to pick up this book. Man, oh man. It is just such a tremendous resource. Their assault on individual liberty, the Constitution, and free enterprise from the 19th century to present. As we understand the history of this, we will better understand how to fight for and try to get back what we've lost. And make no mistake, we've lost a lot. Rick Manning is my co-host, Americans for Limited Government, getliberty.org. Be sure and get signed up for his email. Jonathan and I are both signed up, by the way, for his email, right, Jonathan? Am I correct?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Rick has a real talent. Every single day he sends out a brief message, and it just hits the nail on the head over and over again. I always think to myself, gee, I wish I thought of that.
that's so kind. You don't realize how many thumbs we hit in the office before we hit the nail.
I love it. Oh my gosh. All right. So we were talking as we went into the break about the situation of a scenario wherein, people might act criminally as it relates to issues of health and how those impact their community around them. And you were sharing kind of in the break some of the things that, you know, that we should understand about that. And then I threw in the idea of, you know, virtue and where that plays a role. Thomas Paine talks about good laws are only good for good men. John Adams says that our Constitution is only fit for a moral people. But can you kind of tie that into kind of a nice little ribbon for us, if you will, Jonathan?
I'll try. So the Founding Fathers understood, and it was well articulated by James Madison, that even the Constitution would be but a parchment barrier to the obstruction or evil doings of evil people. And it therefore required that people swear an oath. For example, in Article 6 of the Constitution, every member of Congress is required to swear an oath and affirm that they will support the Constitution as a condition for their being seated in Congress. Of course, we know that Bernie Sanders and AOC have pledged themselves to be Democrat socialists, which by definition means that they cannot support the Constitution. So they are improperly allowed to be seated in Congress. But to get back to the most fundamental aspect of this, our government is unique in all the world in that it protects individual liberty and individual sovereignty and makes the government the servant of the people. And in that regard, we are protected with a maximum of liberty. And the term liberty, as understood by the founding generation, was really defined by Thomas Jefferson in a letter to Isaac Tiffany, I believe in the 1830s, or 1820s, late 1820s, in which he said that rightful liberty was unobstructed action according to our will within limits drawn around us by the equal rights of others. But he said, I did not say within the limits of the law, because the law is often but the tyrant's will, and always so when it violates an individual's rights. That concept really should be the lodestone or the thing that we focus upon whenever we're asked to consider any piece of legislation. Does it violate individual liberty? When it comes back to this point about good men, bad men, good people, bad people,
right?
We have a situation where our laws historically, the criminal laws, have reflected the golden rule. That is to say that, for example, the Ten Commandments are largely reflected by the criminal laws of this country.
Okay.
When those laws are enforced, then the bad people are ferreted out, prosecuted, and incarcerated. So long as we uphold the Constitution. For example, we now have a double standard operating. If you're a Republican in government, you're guilty even if you're innocent. If you're a Democrat in government, you're innocent even if you're guilty. So you have people like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Chuck Schumer even.
Yeah.
And able to violate the laws and not account for their violations.
You could make the same argument with regards to the way that the D.C. Capitol Police were allowed to shoot Ashley Babbitt, to murder Rosalind Boylan, and to throw compression bombs at those two men that were, you know, identified as, oh, they had heart attacks. No, they didn't have heart attacks. They were killed. They were murdered by the D.C. Capitol Police.
And so when you fail, when you allow politics to reign over, in this case, the rule of law, so that only those that are your enemies are prosecuted, you have tyranny, of course, but you also have the rule of unjust people, the rule of wicked people, because the wicked people are not punished for their criminality. And when it comes to science, recognize that in this country, we also have politics reigning over science. So, for example, while Joe Biden at the start of his administration kept crowing about how we'll follow the science, we suddenly find that the science is whatever Fauci politically deigns it to be, and that changes week to week. And it really mirrors the degree of control that those in power wish to exercise. And as a consequence, we were all fed a bill of goods that somehow putting a little mask on our face would prevent a nanoparticle from flying hither and thither and contaminating people. And no science supported that. No sound science did. Or that standing 6 feet apart somehow would protect us. And that was absurd as well. And that being outside, you were at risk. They thought that was absurd, because we know that the virus can't do well outside. And that everybody ought to be cloistered in their homes to protect themselves. And we know now that that was well understood by them to be a means to actually increase.
Spread the disease. Right. Make people more sick.
One after another. And then forcibly vaccinating children, even though children have very mild illness by and large, and children are very resilient and they have tremendous natural immunity that is established from infection. They would give them a vaccine that on balance poses a greater risk to their health than the virus itself.
And to the general public, Jonathan, as well. I mean, the FDA's own 3-month research plan showed 1,200 deaths. And I was going to mention this earlier. We had SIDS, which was sudden infant death syndrome, which is horrific. However, now we understand that that's been tied to the injections that they give infants when they're born. There's a direct link between the vaccine and sudden infant death syndrome, so much so that they've now had to cover their tracks, and now they have sudden adult death syndrome, they call it. Oh, we don't understand it. We don't know what happened. We perfectly healthy 30-year-old athlete. We don't know why he dropped dead. Well, we know why he dropped dead, and they know why, because they have it in their own statistics. This goes back to the fully informed thing that you were talking about earlier, Jonathan.
Well, I've litigated before the federal government and the FDA for 37 years, and the suppression of information that is not to your political liking, and the advancement of information that is bogus, that is supportive of your political position, is the common narrative, common methodology used by the federal government. So they didn't have to adapt or invent some new scheme to achieve this outcome of misleading the public. That is the ordinary course for the FDA, for the CDC, in dealing with the public. Mm-hmm. They cherry pick information so that the public is led to do that which they prefer. That's what Birx was doing. Birx was keeping, she had her own reservations, but rather than be true to yourself and your own principles, they sublimate that to this quote unquote greater good conception, which is, all right, well, so masking people isn't going to do anything, but it'll accustom them or accommodate them to the more restraints which we may have to give them.
So the next step, to the progressive step.
You know, if we can fool everybody into thinking that out of panic and fear that they ought to mask themselves, then we'll be far better off when we next tell them that, oh, they can't associate with certain people, or, oh, they all must line up and be given a series of shots. furthermore, they knew from the start with the vaccine that it would deal with the spike protein aspect. But there are numerous other aspects of the virus, and as a consequence, it would raise antibodies as to the spike proteins, but that raising of antibodies doesn't change your B cells in your bone marrow such that you have lasting immunity. So the vaccine is not an immunological vehicle at all, as historically other vaccines have been.
Jonathan Emord, emord.com. The Authoritarians is the name of the book, by the way. I really encourage you to pick this book up to understand the history of what it is they're doing to us. I thank Rick Manning for being my co-host in this segment. I'll be back. Hour two coming up. T. Rose will be with us. We'll talk about the restrictions on free speech, as well as the assault by our media and the lies. And what about Hunter Biden and the computer? And then followed up by Judd Dunning, and we'll talk about January 6th and the misinformation associated with that. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number three, straight ahead.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928. 2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason: that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the you know, the federal government, the agencies comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.